What's up, everybody? Welcome to a live in-person event of the Tech Bar here at the Acronis Cyber Summit 2022, the Cyber Fit Summit 2022. And this is OIT Ray, joined as always by Mr. Super Cousin
Danny
Laura. Right. And if this doesn't look like the normal setup, it's because this is very special. Yeah. Acronis was kind enough to invite us over here so we can do not one but two different live streams of Tech Bar, same time tomorrow and today, and we're going to have a blast, but we're going to have all the fun, all the games you expect. But first, I'm excited to be joined by Mr. the Chief Marketing Officer, correct?
Nope, Chief Cloud Infrastructure Officer.
Chief Cloud. See, I was paying attention. I promise I was at some point.
You'll get it right the second time.
So I appreciate that. So why don't you do a better job of introducing yourself than I did?
Absolutely. Yeah. Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Yeah. So Alex Zinnen, I'm the Acronis Chief Cloud Infrastructure Officer. So for all intents and purposes, I basically run Acronis data centers, network, product operations, capacity management. So basically bringing this life and making sure our partners, customers have enough capacity to store data, to process it, right, that they're getting good experience. Yeah.
That's awesome. I saw you talking on stage. You were very excited about the new data centers you were lighting up and the replication. And you were starting off, what were the two data centers you were starting off with in the U.S.? It was Phoenix?
It was going to be Phoenix, Arizona. This is where our primary location today is in the U.S. And then the second one will be in Washington, D.C., close to the IAD airport. But this is just to start with, right? And then we are actually making it more generically available across all data centers that we have across the world. So that is coming later.
And let me ask you, what's the importance of that, having that replication? Because I saw even with the self-hosted, you still have the ability for replication.
That's right. Yeah. So the importance is such that, many customers, they want to have more than one copy of the critical workloads. And this is essentially what we're talking about is them being able to recover in time should a double disaster event happen.
Right.
So one happening to their own data centers, for example, the infrastructure, and a second, God forbid, which will never happen, obviously, but to the primary data center of Acronis. Right. And so we just have to be prepared for that, right? We see a lot of demand coming in right now for that. So it was just natural opportunity as we build the cyber network, the connected infrastructure. And we looked at it and said, you know what? It just looks like it's the replication is going to be so logical. And by the way, we have customers, partners asking for it. So,
and that's it's our jobs as engineers to have backups and backups of the backups and backups of the backups,
which is why we're here, right? So Acronis to help. So.
Exactly. I was looking at your speech on stage, your presentation. One of the things I really liked was I used to give you some background. I used to be an MSP before we started a VoIP company and media company. But you were talking on stage about having the ability to have patches get undone when when there's an error to the patch or issues with critical systems. And I'm looking back at my 25 years of like how many times we applied something and it broke five other things and we had no way of going backwards. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So this is what we call storage immutability, right? Or backup immutability. It's basically a technology to protect the user data, the backup data, from being, first of all, inadvertently deleted or modified. And this is, think of it as a technology that protects, kind of gives you a way out should you get actually infected with malware that tries to get into the actual management of your backup plans and say, delete this, for example, as an attack.
Right. Yeah.
So to eliminate that attack vector, you're basically saying, look, I'm just going to accept that maybe it will happen to somebody. Yeah. So I need to make sure that there's a way for them to restore.
And that happens. Yeah. I mean, a lot of ransomware events today, they delete, the first thing they do, they disable the VSS writers. They start deleting the shadow copies. And it's just, it's
how many times have we done RM minus RF, right?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had that like back in the 90s.
That's my favorite command.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. Yeah. Like recursively as well, right?
Yeah. But, so Alex, you're not just all tech though. I see on your bio here that was shared to us. You're also, you do martial arts. You have a black belt.
Yep, I have black belt in judo.
In judo, and you do weightlifting.
I do weightlifting as well.
Like competitive or?
I did compete. Not competing anymore. Judo I've done my whole life basically, right? Until probably like 5 years ago. Just a little bit of, injuries creep up. Yep. But you know what? Interestingly, just recently, I go to the UFC gym in the Bay Area, and these guys, they have MMA and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, okay.
And with my judo background, I couldn't watch these guys. I'm like, not participate. So I started going
to... Right? You're excited.
Right? So I just started going to BJJ, and like, this is one of the reasons why I have
I was going to ask you which one of these actually was the knee.
Not the weights. It was the Jiu-Jitsu, right? Yeah, exactly. So, maybe the age, actually, right? So that's the real
reason. It catches up to you. So, yeah. I used to do judo and
in
taekwondo younger years, in my 20s and earlier. And I every once in a while I'll go spar with a friend of mine, and like I don't catch up. I don't I don't recover as quickly as I used to.
Right.
So
that's what happened to me as well. You know, where, like I would go into BJJ and I would just go like all in.
Yeah.
And then it would take me like 2 or 3 days to recover, and I'm like, you're not 20 anymore, right?
Yeah, just a little bit, you know. Just
but getting there. It's like, like you got to do it, right?
How'd you get into judo?
It was back when I was a kid. I think it was about like 8 or 9 years old, and my dad and I we had a conversation, and I wanted to be a military guy, basically.
Okay.
I go to military, and he said, you know what? You got to have good grades, and then you got to do some type of wrestling, etc. Right? So.
Okay.
Back then in the USSR, it was judo was the thing, right?
And, okay.
So I went there, just stuck with it. Like maybe had a few years off when I was moving between countries, but it was there for me my whole life.
And that makes sense because the USSR is big on wrestling.
Sambo, and then the classic wrestling as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
So yeah. Yeah,
no, and then you decided to fight cybercrime instead.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's a logical progression.
Spar with that, basically.
I mean, I don't know about you. I would have loved to be able to spar with some of these guys that are like doing some of these DDoS attacks.
I know. Yeah.
You know, just give me
bring
5
it
minutes.
To the mat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Give me 5 minutes.
You have beef with me? Come on. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah.
So, how long have you been with Acronis?
Oh, it's been. I think it's been like a year and a half.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Last summit was the first time for me, and.
Nice.
Was very impressive.
This is my first summit. So even though we're Miami natives, this is the first time we have partners of ours that always talk about, like we have some friends like Glenn Holcomb that's on the pack and he talks about how great the event is. And so you hear about it, but you don't see it for yourself.
Until you see it, yeah.
And the way you guys have done everything here, it is absolutely gorgeous. It is.
It's like I can only like keep talking about how good it is, right? The team is doing just a phenomenal job. Like when I joined for the first time last year, and coming from a large enterprise experience at Cisco, Alcatel-Lucent, Palo Alto Networks, right?
Yeah.
This is really on par. This is high quality event, extremely impressive. So,
I mean, the only way to go up from here is do your own Dreamforce, right? Do a couple cities.
Yeah. Take Las Vegas, right? Yeah, and just rent it out.
Just the whole trip.
Exactly. We're going to get there. So just give us a couple of years. Las Vegas is ours.
So, we have, I'm going to assume you haven't seen the Tech Bar before, right?
I have not. No.
Okay.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Tech Bar, we are traditionally, we are about as non-tech as you could possibly get.
All
so
right.
The genesis of the Tech Bar was, back in 2020, we missed conferences. We missed doing this stuff, right? Like I love going to conferences and the hallway set, you know, I call them the hallway sessions.
The interactions.
Right? The interactions.
Yeah.
So we started, we hosted our own, conference, a virtual conference, and then did one of these little happy hour things. And it kind of just evolved into a, every other week we do this.
Yeah. Do you actually drink or?
Oh, yeah. So we do. Okay. We did ask permission. Yeah. We could, Anna tried really, really hard to get us approval, but you know, I get it. It's daytime. Later on, we'll drink off
camera.
That's right. But we do games. We do, it's more a variety show than your typical podcast. Cause I know you've done a couple of these. I know like Dave Sobel and Matt Lee. So I'm sure you're going to do a couple interviews over the next 2 days, but we're going to have fun here. So we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So what is our first game, Simon? Is it this or is it the, lightning round?
Looks like it's lightning round.
All right, so lightning round. So we're going to go through a series of questions.
I'm bad at those. Okay.
They're easy questions.
It's easy. The first one is quadratic equations. You're fine. No.
Right, meanwhile, we're like going to the mat after, you know.
Oh, yeah. Danny, can you ask these questions?
All right.
So the first question we got. Favorite day of the week and why?
Thursday.
Okay.
Because tomorrow is Friday.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
You agree with this, Danny? This is acceptable.
Yeah, we had an employee that used to call it Friday Junior.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
See, I work 4 day week, so Friday is my call. Yes, I love that.
So we use Wednesday excellent. Probably.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So what do we got here? Simon, Danny,
so,
what do we do?
What condiments do you add to your hot dog?
Now, hold on. I feel we should get cultural background here first. Because you mentioned USSR, right? Which Russia, right?
No, but I do eat hot dogs. That's fine. So
no, I know. But I imagine your experience growing up with hot dogs might have been a
very
little different.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. We had none. Well, we had different ones. Yeah, like baked in, like completely in the, like wrapped in dough, and then you put it in the oven.
Oh. Like a pig's in a blanket.
Like a corn dog sort of.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So what do you put on your hot dog today?
Mustard. Mustard is my
answer. That's the correct answer. If you're over 13, mustard's the only thing you do.
Honestly, my answer always is plain. I like it plain.
Plain, yeah.
Just the hot dog.
Remove the bun. Just take the dog. That's it, right?
Well, now if you think about it, you take out the bun, you have the hot dog, you just dip it in the mustard.
Exactly, yeah.
See, I will take a corn dog or some kind of battered hot dog over like just hot dog bread any day of the week. I mean, that is so much better.
I know.
Yeah. Especially if it's beer battered and drinking the beer while you're making
now
the
you're
hot
talking,
dog.
Man. Yeah.
So, okay. So you're 2 for 2. These are acceptable answers. Right. We usually get very controversial answers, so I'm happy.
What am I qualifying for? Like, what's, if
just
I pass,
a little bit of
do I get a hot dog or something?
Yeah. Simon will take you out to get a hot dog.
Okay, we'll get you a hot dog.
How's this? All the drinks at the event are on me.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're on.
All right, this next one is kind of like one we battle on a little bit.
So, and keep in mind, I have Italian heritage, so there is a right answer to this.
Pasta is coming.
All right. Pineapples on pizza, yay or nay?
Nay. Like, never. Never. It's not pizza with a pineapple. It's not.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's that salty sweet, because usually you're going to have ham, so you have ham and sweet, and it's like that salty sweet. That's why I like it.
You can do that with so many things. I like salty. I like savory. I like sweet. Yeah, but no. Pizza. Don't mess with the pizza.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
So what is your favorite pizza?
Oh, it's going to be probably arugula with the ham and
like prosciutto.
Yeah,
or
prosciutto. Exactly. Yeah, prosciutto. That's the one. Yeah.
See, we can hang out. We're good.
Exactly.
Get a little fresh mozzarella, a little balsamic glaze.
Fresh mozzarella.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sun-dried tomatoes. Yeah. It's a good day.
Simple, but really good. Yeah. It's just
you guys are going to go out for hot dog and pizzas later.
I know.
You know, he gets jealous, though, because we've had other guests where he builds these bromances with.
Yeah.
So, and
I skip lunch, so I can't. Right.
Oh, no. All right. So we got to, I'm getting the from Simon, who keeps us on track. All right. Would you rather hug a baby panda or a baby penguin?
Panda.
Panda?
Yeah.
Why?
Soft, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's just more, I don't know. It's it just my type. I don't know.
More approachable.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Maybe a combination of being a little bit dangerous and at the same time kind of Christian, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I get that. I see a panther and I'm like, oh, I can hug that.
Penguin, I feel like you try to hug the penguin and it's like...
Penguin right you have you. To catch first, right? He's going to run away. Like, try hugging
slip
him, right?
Out. Exactly. See, I know the trick to this, though. Penguins apparently... so, you know, they give rocks... There are certain species of... Or breeds of penguin. They give rocks to others to signify a relationship or whatever. There's prostitution with penguins.
No way.
Yes. Where they will give rocks, and they will not mate, but like a female will accept the rock, and then just for certain deeds.
See, that's why I'm not hugging them.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
they're trading stones, man. That's it.
Yeah,
that makes the answer so much easier, right?
Yeah. See, I like red pants.
Okay, so this last one, kind of easy. Last song you listen to.
The what?
Last song you listen to.
Last song I listen to.
Walk on music on stage doesn't count, so.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You got me now. I don't know.
You gotta listen to something while you're working out or going to, you know, doing judo.
Yeah. Probably gonna be one of the Metallica songs.
Okay.
Right?
Hyped up.
Yeah. Or Bon Jovi, right? Yeah. Like one of those. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Right. Very cool. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then. Simon, are we allowed to do the Florida Not Florida? Or?
All right, cool.
See, Simon keeps us on track, and normally I can bring him on camera, but I can't do that right now. So,
guys know all the answers. You're from Florida.
No, we don't. Okay. He got the answers. So
you guys want to play as well, or is it me?
Yeah, we have guests pretty much.
All right.
So we're just going to go two quick rounds here.
Yeah.
So, woman arrested for failing to scan more than $1,000 in Walmart self checkout.
Failing to scan. All right, interesting. Not Florida.
Not Florida. Okay.
Interesting. You want to give some background on why you select not Florida?
I don't know. This is a bit strange, to be honest. I mean, Florida doesn't appear to be as strange as this example for some reason.
Is this your first time in Florida?
No, he was here last year.
Not my first time, for sure. We come here for vacation as well, so.
See, the thing is, when I look for this, I need qualifiers, like, was it one big item or was it a bunch of little items?
I was
going
to ask, like, failed to scan or failed to scan more than 1,000? So did she scan, like, 9,999 and then it's like,
because if she failed to scan a TV.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
That would be Florida. Yeah. It was like a bunch of cans of soup. I don't know. Yeah. Danny, what do you say?
I'm going to say it's Walmart, so that could be anywhere. I'm going to go not Florida. I agree with that.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to back up Alex here because he said the right answers. Mustard on hot dogs. No pineapple.
All right, let's see.
All right, bring it up.
Michigan.
That makes
sense. It does make sense. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Now I need to know.
Here's a test. Is this whole thing going to fall?
Oh, guaranteed. Okay. Oh, you have no idea how very little we're prepared.
Oh, you can read that one, Ray.
All right. Man claims he was driving a car with two missing tires because of a curse. It happens. Claims someone put a curse on him, and he was faced with two choices. Drive home without tires or set the car on fire. I like that these are, like, reasons. Like, you got to imagine the guy explaining this, right? This is not
To a police officer, right?
To the most police likely, officer. Yeah. It's not just that he believes this. It's he's giving this as a story to the next person.
Sir, please explain why two of your tires are missing.
There's a lot going on here.
This is Florida, man. I'm going to go Central Florida. Central Florida.
Danny's really good at picking, like, what city or what county. All right. What do you think, Alex?
I'll go with Florida. Yeah. I mean, it could be anywhere, to be honest, right? Yeah. I mean, but let's do it. Yeah. Let's give Florida a chance.
I'm going to go Florida, and I'm going
to. You're going to say specifics, huh?
I'm going to say Tampa because.
Tampa?
Tampa.
Now you're making it personal because I'm not it.
you live in Tampa?
No, but I have friends who do.
Oh, yeah, we do too.
Which is
Marion
why.
County. Say,
oh, there you go.
Marion County, that's.
Where's that?
That's, isn't that the Keys?
Oh.
Oh, the Keys?
I think so.
I don't know. We live here. We should know this, right? All right. Let's see here. Yeah. I think I'm losing. Help me out here, Danny. I'm losing,
stuff.
Oh, that's it. We're done with the games.
Okay, now serious stuff, guns. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So if you were going to take down Danny. No.
Listen, I have a yellow belt in karate.
In karate? Okay.
How old were you when you got the yellow belt?
I was 8.
Because I got
8 years old.
Yeah. I think my last belt of judo when I was like 19.
So my question would be, what happened to you that you stopped at yellow?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I stopped.
I've had a bad experience, right?
So, exactly. So, real quick, it's actually, I was right, Northern Florida. It's Ocala. Marion County.
He checked out our conversations just to check. All right. That was very good. Important. All right, Alex, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, guys. Really enjoyed it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys.
See you on the mat.
Yeah.
See you then.
Beer. There you go.
Exactly. Thanks again, buddy.
All right, of course. I think we need to continue this pace of bringing on guests that have amazing selections and appetite and post-curricular activities. Anybody that says no to pineapple is a good friend of mine. Speaking of Simon, are we ready for our next guest?
Yeah.
All right. So we're just going to keep on going. Please welcome Michael Callahan, Acronis Chief Marketing Officer. Or as spelled on my show notes, Chief Marketing Office. You are an entire office.
I'm the entire office. Congratulations.
Welcome.
An office of one. I thought you were going to say, and anybody that likes pineapple, here comes a pineapple. Right there.
If you were to sing some SpongeBob.
Friend of mine.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome.
How's the show going for you?
It's fantastic.
Excellent.
You guys probably have seen, right? Over 1,000 partners here. Everyone liking the story, getting together, the community building. It's fantastic.
I love it. I was telling Alex that, we have partners, good friends of mine. We're Miami natives, but I've never been to the show. So I have a friend that was he's on the pack and he was like, the show is great. The group is great. And so I didn't know what to expect coming here. I go to a bunch of other shows. And this is so well done.
It is
amazing. You have well thought out stuff everywhere. Obviously you're hosting amazing, tech bar hosts.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have excellent selection and,
I appreciate you saying that. I mean, our events team is, world class without a doubt, right? And there's, I mean, you look around and you don't realize like how many decisions or conversations went into that thing on the wall.
Yeah,
like the adhesive, right?
The little clings to the walls. And
oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like, and they do this wonderfully. They're true professionals.
They're phenomenal. You got to give it up to the camera crew in the center ballroom, because I'm looking on stage and I was looking at Alex, or maybe it was Kelvin at the time, and he's like pale white on stage because of all the lights, of course. Yeah. And then I'm looking at the projector, and on camera, he's like got this beautiful tan.
He's got his
beautiful. I'm like, wait, I need that guy to follow me.
Everybody looks like a model, don't they? We put our CEO up there and was like, just stand there and now look over to the side. And he's like, that's not even like me. What the heck? Like, I know.
It's almost like you want to hide, like let the projector be
exactly.
It, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
pretty phenomenal. So chief marketing officer, what does that actually mean? What's in your side?
Well, chief marketing office. So it just means four walls.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Do you have windows at least? I
mean, no, it's just four walls and a door. So my job is, ultimately it's to say, what problems do our customers have and how do we solve them and how do we communicate that? That's it in a nutshell. And then there's a bunch of activities and things that you execute, but ultimately or at the core of it is people buy from you or they talk to you because they have a problem. And so we figure out what is it the problems that they have and then how we can help solve them.
Sounds like a very noble position for a guy with
It's just the way that I said it. It was the tone of my voice. It sounded noble.
It's like that, that gentleman that did the tech talk and he was like, how to make anything sound interesting as a TED talk and it had no content whatsoever. He's like, but now I'm going to take off my glasses.
And now I'm going to pause for just a second.
The pregnant pause and the change in cadence. Yeah, I mean,
that's awesome.
That's how you know you're a true marketing office professional.
That's it. Thank you for that.
You got it. And that's it. You can go. No, I'm kidding.
On with the pineapple.
So as a pineapple, how long have you been with Acronis?
About a year. With Acronis, about a year. I've been in security 23 years or something like that. Started in the early days. I was in SE to begin with, and then in sales, and then product management, and went through, and more recently, chief marketing officer. But I came to Acronis about a year ago. They developed a technology that nobody has, and it was a really cool story to tell. This idea of being able to take all of these different IT functions from management, and automation, and security, and backup, and disaster recovery, and put it in a single agent, and then let people choose which ones they want and don't. It's awesome.
That's a big thing, because I used to be an MSP back before we started doing all these shenanigans. And there was a point, I was talking with a friend of mine, there was a point where there was more agents on the device than running programs. It was nuts. And it like, and especially when you're using a single vendor that can do so much, right? Your backup and now your EDR, amazing EDR. And you do so much, it makes sense. It's logical to have a single agent. Yeah. But because so much tech debt, so few companies actually.
That's right.
No companies. I don't know anybody that does that.
No. And so we started doing that like 5 or 6 years ago and making that big investment on the technology side and invested a ton in our research and development team to do something that no one else has done. And we have, but it's a huge problem. Like, you know, I mean, as an MSP, you probably got this. If you've got 5, 6, 7 agents running, you're going to get calls from end users. And they most likely are going to say, I have a virus. And they really don't. It's just because you're consuming too much processing, right?
It's going slow.
That's it. It's going slow.
Absolutely.
So if you can reduce that overhead, it's all good for everyone.
But it's also job security. No, I'm kidding.
No, you need more. You need more agents. What you really, 32 is the number. If you have 32 agents.
That adds up. I mean, I think it was Jay McBain did a report for Canalys. He said the average MSP has 17 tools in their stack.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nuts.
It's crazy. I mean, how do you manage that? I mean, like, at a very like simple example, you go, if I have 17, I'm getting 17 invoices from different vendors.
Yes.
How do I manage that? Like,
your onboarding process and your
oh my God,
the permissions.
It's ridiculous.
And you need a Kelvin to deploy everything by script.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what we try to do is like what we don't want to do is say we have the solution to everything. What we want to do is give people choice and say, look, there's a reason sometimes that for you it makes total business sense to use 90% of what we have. For other people, you're already using some stuff that's really working. The customer experience is good. Use 10% of what we have. But give them that choice.
But you can turn it on and off with the agent.
Easy.
You give them that control. And the control and the choice is such a big deal for MSPs.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the Acronis tactic. I didn't pick this word, so I don't know where that word came from. But
here we go.
Yeah, we are completely prepared for these things. The Acronis tactic.
Probably me too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Winging it is what we do.
we let Simon write everything and then we just, you know, do it. So what is the Acronis tactic on marketing and communications?
Who wrote that?
It's either him or who was it? B, moving from complexity to control. Why are you pointing that out to me?
That's the tactic?
I'm told.
Read the question again. Let's figure out what the question is first.
All right.
What is the...
What is the...
Acronis tactic? Voice is good too. Yeah, that's really good.
I can get real deep, you know, do the... What is the Acronis tactic on marketing and communications? It's like one of those questions, like, there's no real good answer to it.
Why is there blue?
Yeah. Oh, I see you have kids too.
So I think what that means, I think the tactic, I'll read into a little bit, but I think the idea there is anything that we do in marketing, not just PR and communications, it's all about talking about problems that we solve. So the tactics are typically, the vehicles you use. It might be social, it might be an email, it might be a webinar, it might be an event like this. But what we try to do is we use this, this concept of problem marketing. So whatever the problem is, we market to that. Now the problem that our customers have is complexity that we just talked about. So 15 yeah. agents or 10 agents. So our view yeah. is if we can reduce that complexity and make it simple to add or subtract things, customers are going to be happy. The MSPs are going to be happy. We'll be happy.
How dare you, sir, take something that's like, for MSPs that already have a really hard life and you're trying to make their lives easier.
I know.
They're completely unacceptable.
I know. Maybe we should do more agents. Maybe that's next year. We say 33, we were wrong
33
about
or
that.
Bus.
That's it. We'll put it on everybody's car. 33 or bus.
I want to see that keynote. Like, we've now released 33 total agents for the desktop.
We've been telling you this for 6 years, but we were wrong. You know, that's not the answer. The answer is more. More is more.
All right. So, and just for the record.
What are we supposed to be talking about today?
So we're going to. So well, these were a list of questions
are you guys
prepared. No, not in the least bit. And the show
semi-professional.
This show normally runs with alcohol too. So imagine yeah. how worse it gets.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, so bad, so bad. But we do have a light. So we do have games. By
All
the way.
Right, let's go.
So, Danny, I'll let you start off. Since he's questioning my questions, I'll let you start.
That's fair.
I'll answer your answers.
Here we go. Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in.
Favorite city in the U.S. San Francisco. So my wife and I met in San Francisco. It's a great place to be able to, you can walk just about anywhere. You can do anything from great restaurants, activities. It's a beautiful, the bay is beautiful. You have the ocean right there. So San Francisco.
Yeah. Nice. And I also need, where do you live, mother's maiden name and blood type, please?
Social security number too.
Social security.
And
we don't want to get, listen, this is a live show. You're on YouTube. We'll get there.
Can you just scan this QR code? It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
It's funny, like, how many security conferences
link?
Now. Like, yeah. I forget what security conference I went to, and I was, for the first time in my life, without a USB stick, right? So I'm looking around. I'm like, surely some booth has to have a USB
yeah.
stick. Not a single one.
Whoa.
An entire security conference, 30, 40, 50 vendors, not a single USB drive at all. I was like.
They weren't giving away paper stuff, were they?
No. They were giving like funny glasses.
Oh, right.
Stuff and excellent swag and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff that goes in the garbage when you get home, unless you're going to wear it.
Right.
But it's all bamboo, so it's okay. We're saving the planet.
That shirt's made out of bamboo?
No, well, I have dress shirts made out of bamboo, not this one.
Wow, all right.
Oh, it is the most breathable. We're so far off topic here. But that happens with alcohol anyway. Maybe it's not the alcohol.
It's just you guys.
That makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe the alcohol makes us think it's going well.
There you go.
I think that's probably what
no,
it is.
But bamboo, I just got these, recently got dress shirts made. They're out of bamboo.
Really?
And they're the most softest, breathable, Ooh. But they still have a good bit of firmness to them. Like,
yeah.
you want a nice dress shirt to have a little firmness to it. They're phenomenal.
I may try that. I've seen like, linen, it's like sheets
yeah.
and stuff
yeah.
out of bamboo
right.
and I made
yeah.
sure.
And linen's nice, but like, and especially I'm a Florida native, so like anytime you can, in the heat, like the cooler the better, right?
Yeah, right.
Especially
right.
as a big guy, like I prefer cold, so,
yeah.
but linen is so soft, it doesn't hold well, like, you
yeah,
know what
I
mean? It doesn't
yeah.
form well. The bamboo, check it out, bamboo's good.
Maybe we'll do these shirts next year in bamboo.
Oh,
there
like,
you go.
Yeah, we're yeah. all about the environment, and you probably yeah. see like we have glass things instead of plastic.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
right.
I'm gonna yeah. need to see the koalas also, with the bamboo.
Maybe that comes with the shirt. You get a little baby koala.
I'm down for that. Alright, so, next question. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to speak to animals? Actually, right in line with the koala.
Hmm. animals would have to be better, right? I mean, that would be great to, because you come across so many animals, and what are they thinking, right? You look at the dog's face or the cat, totally the animals.
Yeah,
I feel like if you can do that and you see a cat, you're like, then you'll know if they're trying to kill you or not.
That's right.
You know,
I mean, there's certain animals I definitely don't want to talk to because I know the answer. Like my wife's cats, I absolutely know that she has it out for me. But like, I've talked to people. That's not always the funnest thing in the world. Right. Cats, like dogs and cats, red pandas. I have a thing for red pandas.
See, but with people, you can. I think I have seen a red panda before. Yeah, those are kind of cool. That's unique.
They're awesome. I love them because they're like 3 feet tall. And when you scare them, or when they get scared, you don't scare them. Don't be a jerk.
Because you can't talk to them.
Right. Exactly. Because they don't understand
you can't
right?
threaten them.
But when they feel threatened, they put their hands up like this.
Oh, that's
fun. And they look like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
So it's like they're trying to be like all big and bad, and it's little.
It's like come hug me. Like everybody laughs at them, and they think everyone laughing is like being scared.
And you just piss. Yeah, it's like, but it works. It works.
All right. So
another question. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. We got three more.
All right.
Okay.
And these are for you. These are.
We still got to do this too.
Yeah.
All right. So favorite holiday.
Probably Thanksgiving. I think that's a good one. That seems to be the most family-oriented one.
Yeah.
It's genuine. There's not a lot of presents like Christmas. I mean, people go back and forth on Christmas.
It's always on the same day of the year, so you always have a
like, it's 4-day weekend. I mean, Christmas, you may get 2 days, right?
Right.
And here's my thing. Like, okay, turkey for Thanksgiving.
Not the country.
Not the country.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Probably.
Yeah.
The bird. Okay. So, turkey, is this like, are you excited about Thanksgiving turkey? Because I'm with you, that family thing is what I get excited about.
Yeah, so I think I used to be more. So my wife will make, or her family will make Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. And their tradition was they had like a beef tenderloin.
Nice.
Wait a minute. It's turkey. What are you doing with this? Yeah. And so over the last 20 years, I've kind of like, all right, I'm good with the beef.
Well,
this
see,
is
the
all
thing
right.
is, if the turkey was that great, you'd make it more times during the year. Right?
Would.
Because pizza, you'll have more than once a year because you like the food.
Came back
turkey,
to pizza.
I like pizza.
Always comes back to pizza.
Pizza's great. Pizza's and hot dogs. So, but like turkey, don't get me wrong. Turkey's great. Whatever. I enjoy the other stuff.
See, I was going to get you wrong. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
That was a great line. I like that. That was awesome.
You're pretty good at this chief marketing office right. thing.
We got to speed this up.
Yeah, I'm right. sorry. Yeah.
So right. Have you ever deep fried a turkey?
I have.
Tastes
not.
Awesome. It's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
but it's fried. What fried is doesn't taste
well,
good.
Well, that's true. Anything okay. fried.
As a Florida man, deep frying turkey, I think I'm tempting fate there because okay. stuff is going to happen. All right. Simon's yelling okay. at me. Go ahead, Danny.
All right.
Favorite Florida beer. Man and turkey.
Favorite beer.
Stella.
Good man. Yeah. Yes. All right.
All right. And then last one, you had a choice for a superpower.
I thought we were doing a video or movies or something.
No.
Okay,
last question.
All right, okay.
All right. Invisibility or super strength?
Super strength. The invisibility just gets weird for people. That's all like,
because there's so
weird.
It's weird if you get caught.
No.
See, but even you thinking that, what are you going to get caught doing? Why would it be weird if you get caught?
That's fair.
No.
I mean, it feels like invisibility is only for nefarious
purposes.
Like, even if you say, like, I only practice invisibility to do good things for the planet, nobody's going to believe you.
No, no.
You're like, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
All right. All right. Now you see this already. We're going to rate that film.
Okay.
It's 80s edition, apparently. Even though none of these are in the 80s.
Taken's awesome, though. That's the best movie up there.
It is. I have a special set of
I shows. Should have said 80s edition. Let's just rate this film, all right?
Yeah.
So
I will find you. I will hunt you down.
But then it happens four more times. Like, nobody's scared of him.
This will be, like, basically true. From your Rotten Tomatoes, like, what got the highest score.
Okay.
Okay, so basically we just got to rank them.
Is Rotten Tomatoes, like, the higher score is better?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
The higher percentage, yes.
Seems
like it should be the opposite, right? If you give a bunch of Rotten Tomatoes.
You would figure. The more tomatoes thrown at you, it would be bad.
It's weird how Rotten Tomatoes works.
I've seen Scream. I haven't seen Stranger Calls, so I'm going to say that's probably the highest one. One of Stranger Calls.
If you haven't watched it, that's an indicator of success in the movie, right. in the box office?
Yeah. Because the other ones are good, but they're not like... I would say One of Stranger Calls. That's the highest rated one.
See, I'm thinking Taken should be the highest rated.
I mean,
the dude is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, he basically called, and he's Qui-Gon Jinn, and, you know, he beats up Batman.
But Scream with discount Johnny Depp? Oh, I don't know, man.
I don't know. This is with Ghostface, right? Ghostface Killer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are we saying? We're saying...
I'm saying Stranger Calls.
Stranger Calls,
one,
and what's number two?
What are you saying?
Oh, we got to rank them.
Yeah.
Taken, then Scream.
Oh, Scream last.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So let's go
Here we
backwards.
Go. Yeah.
All right, so Scream is...
It's like Price is Right.
80%.
Yeah. Da-da-da. You should see when he walks around in heels. It's really hot.
Ooh, what?
This is... Oh, my... Wow.
And that's bad.
Wow. 9% I did not bad. See that. Yeah.
9% but why is not So what does bueno. Fresh mean?
That's like a pineapple sticker.
I feel we need more pineapples on this set.
Okay. So,
it's like, what was that show?
It's like Will Ferrell doing those.
Yeah.
So we need pineapple.
I get Scream right, is called so, classic, but.
Same thing. All right. This will be interesting. Okay.
Oh, so one of these movies was in the 80s.
ET's gotta be one, right?
I don't know the market for like Rotten Tomatoes, who rates them. If it's more adults, they're going to say Lost in Translation. It's
See,
way
these are the questions
better.
I would ask. Yes.
Yeah. I think Lost in Translation, ET, then Cell. I've never even heard of Cell.
Okay. So Cell, we'll go backwards.
I think that's the lowest.
When did you get these numbers? Because Bill Murray 11%, was canceled
that
recently.
Better be the lowest one.
This is totally Price is Right. ET, this yeah. is like a higher yeah. or lower, or what you, do you think the price
yeah,
is?
Yeah, this dishwasher.
Second. Yeah.
Ooh, it's got pineapple.
It
this
adds better to be over 100. That could yeah. even be.
This better be 100%.
I know it's not like that, but still. 100.
Oh, it's close, though.
I knew this was highly rated. That's I knew really the Austin
close.
Translation.
That's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good, though.
But they both have the sticker, so it must be tie. Like, that's plus and minus the margin
I mean,
of error.
And they have the pineapple. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so this is one pineapple, two. That's it.
Oh, no more for
two
me.
Rounds.
Come on.
Oh, we'll just leave it
well,
there.
I'm getting the wrapping sign. Simon.
The guy you're doing next, he's awful. See the guy standing
I can't
there with
stand
the
this.
I know, we had to talk to him
he
like
is.
Three
we
times.
We were told
it
was
going to
be a wrestler. And
yeah, well, he looks like a wrestler, but it is going to be a snooze fest. You like, you guys are going to need some caffeine
I can't
or something.
Stand this guy. You know.
No, the best need... part is I saw him with his little wine glass.
He is.
Earlier.
Oh. So he's rubbing it in that he's getting a drink and we're not.
He can barely speak, though. I'm telling it. Like, you're gonna have to translate whatever he says.
It's pulling teeth.
Anyway. Ask him yes, no questions.
Yeah. Michael, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it,
Michael,
dude.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Have a great rest of the conference, man.
Yep.
All right. I don't even know if we should introduce this next person because this next guy coming in, you know, he comes in here like he's a boss, like he's comfortable doing these podcasting things and doing recordings and like he may have some kind of personality and stuff to say.
Look, all I gotta say is this. all I gotta say is this. Jeff. Jefe. In Spanish, jefe means boss.
Yes, it does.
Sir. Right. Sir. In Spanish, Ray means king. So we can do this.
That's true.
All right. King meet the boss.
Yeah, I like it.
But real quick, Jeff checks his position in the org chart and realizes that Michael came before him. Sub-boss.
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 And Danny's last name means parrot. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. And it's true.
Yeah.
I would say.
No, yeah absolutely.
Which is why he repeats everything you say.
Yes.
Exactly.
It gets weird when he asks for pistachios or something and I got to like throw them at him. It gets really odd. So we're not going to get into that. Let's get into you, Jeff. Let's talk about you.
Sure.
Let's not make this weird. So Jeff.
Too late.
Yeah.
it's
spicy.
It's about to get weird.
You know what? Not saying yay to the alcohol. Good call. Good call, sir.
No. You have not been in the technology industry long enough, and if you cannot do business with a glass of wine in your hand, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
And by wine, bourbon. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. All right.
Yeah. All right. So who the heck are you, and what's your role at Acron?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's say for the three people that are watching that don't know who you are, sir. and I want to mention. See, I wish like Michael or Alex was around. It looks like your Acronis is much bigger than anybody else's on their shirt.
It's genetic.
It's genetic.
Yeah, it is. So.
I got good genes. It's crossing the shirts.
That's right. It just radiates from my being. All right. So who am I? All right. You know what? The best way to understand it is this. Cause we get, you know, titles. What do titles mean? Titles are crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this. My job is to worry about the MSP audience, the service provider audience, right? Other people worry about making sure that the content for the product is accurate. My job is to make sure that it means something to you, means something to you, means something to you guys out there, that it's meaningful and is relevant to what you're doing. That's my job.
See, I feel that you just came down and threw down the gauntlet. I feel I'm going to have to go back and necro question, I guess is the best way I can term this. We asked Michael a question that absolutely made zero sense, by the way. But since you came in with such passion, such enthusiasm, I'm going to see if you can answer this question better than he did. It's a low bar because it threw us all for a loop.
Uh-oh.
What is the Acronis tactic on marketing and communications?
That's easy.
Okay, please explain it to us.
That's easy. Our tactic on marketing communications is to let you guys know that we're here to make your life easy. We're here to take the complexity out of your life and to give you more control over your whole operations.
If this wrestling thing doesn't work out for you, I have a chief marketing office role that I think you might be able to take over. And for those of you that can't see in the audience, we're in this like beautiful fishbowl that Acronis has set up for us and like all the other podcasters they brought in. But we're the best ones, of course, right? You would say that?
I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah. Where's Dave? As long as he doesn't hear us. Anyway.
That's right.
But like, so it's this acrylic fishbowl. So everybody that walks by is making faces and like, I wanted to play tic-tac-toe here, but you know, we got to be semi-professional.
Semi. Yeah. Just, by the way, too late for that too, by the way. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Oops. Oops. All right. So how long have you been with Acronis?
Just a year and a half. Yeah. But I've been around forever. I mean, I imagine you've been at least
a couple decades on the planet.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to turn 2 years old.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been around tech a long time. Right. So like, you know, it's like, I sometimes joke, see the gray in the beard? That all became because I've spent so much time in the data center. I've been in a software development company. I've been at a hosting company. And now I'm at Acronis, and I spent 8 years just being a consultant to other people in those industries to help them do their jobs better. So I've just been around forever.
So you're saying you're new at this?
I'm new at this. But you know what? I've seen all sides of it. Hardware, software. I had a 3-year gig at Honeywell.
Okay.
You know, so hardware, software, old giant enterprise organization, you know, the cloud. I mean, I've just been in all sides of it. So
speaking of time in tech, I like to call these colors, this is SBS. This is Melissa Virus.
this is Microsoft XP, right? This is a wound that never healed.
Windows Millennium, right here.
I hate to see the guy that has the Windows 95 one.
Windows 95 was a big deal, though. They did pop-up parties, and they would ship you stuff so you could throw a party for the launch of Windows 95. It was – and Windows 95 – oh, no, it was 98 SE that brought USB. Anyway, and this is your age in tech.
The more you know.
That's right. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. We thought it was going to be like rate that movie 80s edition. No, it's rate those 80-year-old guys talking about tech.
Exactly.
So I want to go off script here and ask you a quick question.
Sure.
What has been the most fun thing for you? Because you're a fun guy.
Okay.
What's been the most fun thing for you so far up to now? Because I know we're still not done. You still got a couple. You got tomorrow to go.
You mean here at the event?
Or we're not trying to go deep dive into your life. No. We know about Tijuana. We're not talking about that. We're like, here at the Acronis event.
It was Cabo and it was legal. That's all I'm saying. If there's not a law explicitly against an activity, is it legal? No.
Legal in which country?
That's right.
So.
The coolest thing in the event so far?
Yeah.
All right. And I gotta say, it sounds like I'm prepping this. It's this booth. I mean, every time I walk by it, I look by it and I'm proud of this booth. You know, we have people here. I call them MSP luminaries, guys like yourself who are established in the industry, coming in and talking to people. People can see you. It's excitement. And every time I see this booth and activity happening in it, I get excited.
I got to second that. It's been cool because like I was talking to, we got pictures everywhere.
It's creepy.
Oh yes. By the way, we have many people in marketing and they're taking pictures and video and they're all going to be used extensively.
Nice.
That's right. Nice.
So don't do anything embarrassing. So for the YouTuber, but this is cool because like I was talking to Alex and I was telling him the reason for Tech Bar is because during 2020 with the conferences shut down, and we had this conversation that was like, yep, we did our own conference and we did a happy hour and I missed hanging out with people. Mm. And so one of the things I thought, so I've been to a lot of conferences. I'm like you, I've been in tech for a long time and I go check in and I go get my room and then I start looking for my friends. Here it was easy. I came upstairs and I had friends in the box already. I had Kelvin on stage. I had Paco LeBron and Rick like here setting up and it was awesome. Like you brought all my friends to the box. So I appreciate that. And it was just so much easier.
You know what popped into my head? I mean, this didn't pop into my head a couple days ago. There's a famous photo. It's called A Great Day in Harlem. Have you ever seen it?
No.
All right. This is a photo they took. They just gathered all the jazz musicians who were playing in the Harlem blues clubs and jazz clubs.
Okay.
And they gathered them at this random brownstone front and they took this beautiful photo. Look, if you're at home, just look it up. A Great Day in Harlem and you'll see the photo and it lists, you know, Dizzy Gillespie's there and, you know, everybody's there.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? This is a great day in Miami. I said, there has never been a collection of, you know, we've assembled, you know, MSP luminaries from across the spectrum. You know, we've got Dave Sobel's here and Eric Simpson's here and Amy Babinchek is here and the name goes on and on. And I thought, this is a great day in Miami. We got more people here than collected in one spot than has it ever happened?
And it was, no, it hasn't. And that was the cool thing. Like as we were prepping for this.
He found it. He found it online.
Yeah, we'll get the picture put up or the link put up in the chat.
Yeah.
But that was one of the cool things where like we were going over and your team did an amazing job of prepping us for the event. More so than we've been prepped for any event ever. So, you know, which is why we brought an easel.
That was great.
You know, but we did all that. And then, because I saw the schedule, I looked at all the other people that were doing the booth and I'm like, I need to get there early. I mean, it'd been in Miami, you know, it's a long drive and traffic and all that, but I was like, I need to get there early because I have my buddies, Tom Lawrence. I have, you know, Matt Lee. I have all my buddies coming in and I want to watch them do it too. So we got to have these conversations in advance of the conference and we were all getting hyped up. Like, what time are you going? Or what time are you going? Or what gear are you bringing with this? You know what I mean? So like, I love that. And so you guys have done an amazing job. I really got to, I would take his hat off. His hat's off to you.
You got it. By the way, it's a lovely hat.
Isn't that a great hat? You know what?
It's a phenomenal hat.
Here's the thing. I only get a hat if there's some left over. So you got a hat before I got a hat. So
the shoemaker's kids. That's what happens.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I learned a long time ago because, you know, my company in Acronis is about the same size, give or take a few thousand employees.
I love the Cheers reference with the.
Oh, thank you. That's where it came from, the tech part. Yeah. And the design actually came from our 19-year-old graphic designer.
Yep.
He is phenomenal. This guy has no clue what's going on. Simon does all the hard work. We get on camera and talk.
Simon, get off TikTok.
But Juan, our graphic designer, he's 19 years old, has this amazing, like Burt Reynolds mustache. Oh, yeah. Amazing, amazing. And he knows every 80s, 90s, 70s, 60s reference you can imagine.
Nice. Good
His family. Parents brought him up really well. The guy's awesome. And yeah, he came up with this design with.
It looks great.
Danny and myself.
It looks great. It looks great. Yeah.
Thanks. All right. So we have, whatchamacallit. We have some lightning round questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Right. If you get it right, you get nothing. If you get it wrong, you have to go, spar with Michael. So, you know, good luck.
All right. Good.
All right. So first question. Favorite childhood TV show?
Space 1999.
Oh, okay. All right. Why?
Well, first of all, Barbara Bain was hot in the skin tight outfit.
She was. Yeah, she was.
All right. And the vertical, you know, space base was the Eagle One taking off. You've seen the show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Taking off and landing. And it was cool. I did that because of the era. Now, if you picked a little bit earlier, I might have picked something different, but Space 1999. Okay. I was always looking forward to it.
Solid choice. Now Simon's Googling. That's the sound of Simon Googling. What are you talking about?
I had the models and everything, man. Little things shot missiles and it had little like shock absorber things. You put it down there. I had it. Yeah.
That's super cool.
That's awesome. All right.
All right. So here's the next question. If you could travel back in time, what period would you go to?
You're going to think I'm being cheesy. I wouldn't live in a different era.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
You know, I live in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
We are the first generation in the history of mankind that is not tied to a physical location in order to do our job. You are here doing your wonderful podcast in Miami Beach. It could be anywhere. Yeah. I got up one morning and I said to my wife, I said, we have a beautiful house, custom built house. We moved to for a job, but now we can be, where do you want to live? Not where do you have to live for your job. Where do you want to live? And it's never happened in history before. Think about it.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of years of history that we can trace back. It's always tied to something you need to be by water or need to buy a farm field or, you know, buy a mine.
Traditionally, that's where the civilization started. It had to be near water, near, you know, fertile land. And absolutely.
Yeah. Now I'm out. I got a generator. I got my Starlink and a couple other connections and I do my job and make a very nice living.
I love that. No, and it was one of my takeaways from, you know, when the pandemic and all that started in 2020. It was one of the good takeaways of the pandemic. I'm not saying the pandemic was good. Don't hate me. I'm saying, because you know how the internet works. You know how
all I heard is that I love COVID. That's what I heard you say. Yeah,
right? It's me and COVID. We're tight. We're tight. Yeah. No, but if that had happened in any other era, it would have been impossible.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying there was a lot of people that got laid off and everything, but the ability to go and immediately go work from home. And that's how my company did it. March 15th, everybody went work from home. I actually interviewed Simon. He was supposed to start the week we decided to work from home. And I asked him, like, can you stay at your current employment for a couple of weeks? We don't know what's going on. He's like, I gave notice already. I go, we'll figure it out. And we just kept growing. And now all of our employees are remote.
Yep. Yeah.
And we would not have had that kind of ability to do if right. it was before now.
But let's be fair. It doesn't work for every personality type. And that doesn't
no,
mean
not.
That it's right or wrong or different. Yeah. It means if you have the mentality where you get up and you think about your task and you organize yourself and you can self-manage, it's ideal.
Well, I'll dovetail it back to the Acronis agent we were talking about with Alex, which was the ability to have the agent that has everything and you don't have to use all of it, but it's all there yeah. should you want yeah. to. It's the power of options and yeah. the power of choice. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Acronis.
In the Acronis Cyber Studio.
In the Acronis Cyber Studio here at Acronis CyberFit Summit 2022, Miami right. Beach. And I got to give credit. So in talking, and I want to put this out there in case I forget later. In talking with the staff getting ready for this, all the Acronis, amazing staff.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to be very clear. You are not coming here to shill Acronis stuff. You're coming here to have a good time. And I appreciate that. I genuinely, so thank you, sir. I know it's not just you, but you're the one here, so you get the credit.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. So,
so this is a very special question.
Well, and hold on. Before we ask you this question, we have stuff to prepare you for this question. I think we can take out the things we brought for him.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
And for those that, it'll be on YouTube, but his full name is Jeff Hardy. So we brought you a cape. We brought you a cape, sir.
Oh my.
We did bring you a WWE belt. Don't let the plastic fully face into the cameras. There you go. We brought you a WWE belt. And with that question,
it needs to be the extra large size.
It's for a child.
Listen, I said we don't prepare here, sir.
The whole point is to have it over your shoulder anyways, right?
Here we go. That's right. All right. Here we go. All right. Cape first. All right.
I can see the photography of. They're not missing this for anything.
No, they're not. They're going to need something on me for sure.
Very good thing.
And then we do this. Then we do this. It's like.
The heavyweight champion of Acronis Cyber Summit.
Now you got to do the point.
All right. So
the question is.
Okay.
Favorite wrestler of all time?
Well, it's not going to be Jeff Hardy.
Simon loves Jeff Hardy.
I know, and Jeff Hardy is great. But I got to tell you, it's cliche. My favorite wrestler, despite all the controversy, is still Hulk Hogan. Why? Because he was great in Rocky II. So
okay.
You know, and
everybody's
that,
loving it,
and that's where I got it, and that's why it's in. Look at all my thank you. Yeah. Hey Nadia, you know, yeah. Hey Bruce, thank you very much. That's right, and yes, I'll be paying you later. Yes, yes. All right, thank you.
No, that's a valid reason. All right. So
Jeff Hardy's number two. All right,
Simon's all happy now. He's like, all right,
the Enigma. Jeff Hardy's number two, right? Yeah.
All right, so favorite movie genre?
I'm going to give you the categories. It's going to be a little bit fantasy adventure.
Okay.
But it's
coming out of Space 1999. This is not a hard leap.
I'm in my 50s. I'm a Star Wars brat from get-go. First three movies.
All right,
Excalibur.
Yes.
Great flick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Oh,
yes. Flick. It is the doom of men that they forget. Oh man, it's just great lines. So if you haven't seen it, Excalibur, I saw Liam Neeson was up there for a
take.
Liam Neeson got his start in that film.
Oh wow.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh yeah, just look it up. Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart got his start in that film.
Oh, okay.
He plays Leon deGrasse.
Okay.
Yeah, nerd coming out, bubbling to the surface. You know, fantasy adventure, I think, is probably my favorite genre.
Okay.
All right.
And then I guess the last question. Go-to karaoke song.
Desperado.
That was the quickest response
that was
ever since we asked that question.
Okay, now sing it. No. Okay, we're going to make this happen.
Don't you see it get cold in the wintertime? Sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. Hard to tell the nighttime from the day.
That's phenomenal. That is
nice. Well, you said go to. All right.
That's it.
No, that's awesome.
All right, so now our next game. Make sure this ding dong doesn't fall.
So we usually do this online, but
okay. Who's worth more?
You mean financially?
Yes.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
To you personally, like on an emotional level, who's? Yes.
All right. Well, you're asking which posters are on my wall. I mean, it could be evenly split.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's The Rock with the Tooth Fairy movie poster. Is that what's on your wall?
All I'm going to tell you is this. If people don't know this, they think, oh, hey, Tom Cruise is all hot and, you know, hey, these guys. But Wayne the Rock Johnson is the highest grossing movie star in history.
Really?
All right.
I feel like you just dropped the gauntlet with that.
Yep.
That is.
Final answer.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
Wow.
He does everything.
He's just a zero off.
Yep.
I mean, this guy's in everything. I mean, you know, what can I say except you're welcome.
There you go. And he has managed his brand like a freaking pro.
Oh,
he's crazy.
Phenomenal. Oh, he's phenomenal. Yeah. Plus, even if he wasn't, I wouldn't like disrespect him because he frequents Miami often and he's a big dude. So.
Austin, this is an even question. I mean, Jeff, I'll do research. By the way, you notice the resemblance?
Yeah,
you know,
look exactly like.
Yeah, and by the way, I understand all of his girlfriends still pursue me. They wanted me first, but they chose him second. But I get it. I get all that stuff. But it's Stone Cold Steve Austin is obviously worth many more dollars
all
than
right,
Jeff.
Find Hunt. Out.
Yep. Let's sign a question. I'm right. Just say I'm right and move on.
Thank you,
sir. You have definitely won your belt.
Yeah, you've earned it. You've earned it.
I don't think we've had back to back winners on these games, like where they got all the answers right.
Did my boss win? Did
no,
no,
no. No. Oh, although he did say he did choose the right toppings on hot dogs and pizza.
Yeah. So, to be fair, it was a harder like rating that film. There's many possible.
Are you trying to give an asterisk to Jeff's win? Are you really?
What is that?
Come on, give me the love.
Give me the props. Give me the props.
He won. He is the champion.
Well done.
All right. I think that is, we got to close out on that high note. I mean, I think that is absolutely phenomenal. Right. Jeff, thank you so much for having us.
You guys do a great job. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it anytime.
And we'll be doing this again tomorrow, same time. We'll be live streaming 3 brand new guests. It'll be a blast. Make sure you hit us up. Hit us in the comments. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Yeah.
Winner.
Can you smell what the Danny's cooking?
There you go.
Thanks. See.
All right, we're all closed. Right. Thanks so much, dude. You were awesome.
Man. That was awesome. That was fun.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.